Are you feeling the pressure of end of the year benchmarks approaching? Are you always looking for ways to save time while still ensuring that your students succeed? You're in the right place. In today's video, we'll be sharing our top 7 tips to help K-5 teachers conquer those end of the year benchmarks with ease and efficiency. So grab a pen, take a seat, and let's dive in to the game-changing strategies that will transform your teaching experience and boost student performance. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Teaching Made Easy podcast, where it's all about simple systems that actually work so you can finally teach and give your students bigger impact in their learning. Teaching is hard, y'all, but what if I told you that sometimes we make it harder than it has to be? I'm Farah, CEO of Farah Henley Education and host of the Teaching Made Easy podcast. I've been an educator for almost 25 years, and to say I've seen a thing or two is an understatement. I know how much you pour your heart and soul into your students and your classroom, and I want to help you find some simple ways to have a bigger impact without breaking the bank or spending all your free time focused on school. You don't have to be a Pinterest teacher to be a great teacher, and that is what this podcast is all about. So grab your favorite beverage, head out on that walk, or just soak the day away in a bubble bath. But sit back and let's enter the world of teaching made easy. What's kicking, educational rock stars? Welcome back to another episode of the Teaching Made Easy podcast, where I strive to bring you practical tips, inspiring stories, simple classroom systems that actually work, and expert insights to help you become a more effective and confident K-5 teacher. I'm your host, Farah, the Center Fairy, and in each episode, we'll explore a different aspect of teaching, from lesson planning and classroom management to student engagement and professional development. If this is your first time joining me here on the podcast, I'm glad you found us here on your favorite podcast listening platform. This week, we are chatting all about benchmarks. So grab a cup of coffee or your favorite beverage, grab your walking shoes, or turn the volume up on your drive to school and get ready to be inspired and empowered. Let's dive in. All right, let's jump into tip number 1, plan ahead. The key to saving time and reducing stress is to start preparing for those end of the year benchmarks well in advance. Creating a detailed schedule that includes time for reviewing content, administering assessments, and amazing results. And don't forget to share this schedule with your students and your fellow teachers on your team to keep everyone on track and accountable. Moving on to tip number 2, leverage technology. In today's digital world, there's no need to do everything manually. Take advantage of online platforms and assessment tools that can help you create, distribute, and grade benchmark tests with ease. This will save you time and energy while providing valuable insights into your students' performance. Now, let's talk. Hey there, educational rock stars. Are you a teacher looking for ways to effectively and efficiently manage math and literacy centers in your classroom? If so, I have the perfect training for you. This summer, I'm hosting a training where you can learn how to manage centers that engage your students, optimize their learning, and help you become a more organized teacher. Now, this training is designed to help you create a dynamic learning environment that fosters growth and development in your students. I understand that organizing your centers can be challenging, which is why I've created a step-by-step guide to help you get them organized. And now by grabbing this guide, 3 steps to organizing your centers, you'll receive tips and strategies to help you get those activities organized and labels to make your storage boxes look super cute. The link to our free guide is in the show notes, so be sure and grab it today. Now by grabbing this guide, you are going to be joining the wait list for the upcoming training, so you will know when registration opens. And during the training, you're going to learn 3 major mistakes that I see almost all teachers make when implementing math and literacy centers in their classroom. And you're going to learn how to overcome and correct these mistakes and make sure that your math and literacy centers run smoothly next year. In addition to creating that dynamic learning environment for your students, this training can also help save you time and reduce interruptions at your small group table. With this training, you're going to learn how to effectively manage your centers, freeing up more time for you to focus on teaching in small groups. By implementing our strategies, you'll be able to smoothly transition your students from one center to the next, allowing you to provide more individualized attention and support during small group instruction. This is going to help you finally teach with ease and provide a more productive learning experience for your students. So don't hesitate. Join the waitlist and learn how to effectively manage your centers in your classroom. You'll gain valuable knowledge and skills that will make your teaching experience more efficient, enjoyable, and rewarding. About tip number 3, collaborate with your colleagues.
You're not in this alone. So why not join forces with your fellow teachers? Work together to create and share resources like lesson plans, review materials, and assessment questions. By pooling your expertise and resources, you'll save time and ensure consistency across grade levels. Time for tip number four, use data-driven instruction. Keep a close eye on your students' performance throughout the year and use this data to target areas where they need additional support. By addressing gaps early on, you'll be better prepared for end-of-the-year benchmarks, reducing the need for those last-minute interventions. Now, we're halfway there. Tip number five is to focus on essential skills. It's important to prioritize the key concepts and skills that students must master by the end of the year. By concentrating on these essentials, you will maximize the effectiveness of your teaching and ensure that your students are well prepared for the benchmarks. On to tip number six, create a review plan. Help your students retain information from earlier in the year by developing a systematic review plan. Mix it up with whole group and small group and individual review activities to cater to different learning styles and preferences. Remember, variety is the spice of life and the key to successful review sessions. And finally, tip number seven, streamline assessment analysis. Develop a clear and efficient process for analyzing benchmark results. Use spreadsheets or digital tools to organize data and quickly identify patterns, areas of improvement, and opportunities for growth. This will save you time and allow you to make data-driven decisions for planning future instruction. There you have it, our top seven tips to help K-5 teachers save time on end-of-the-year benchmarks. By implementing these strategies, you'll be well on your way to a more efficient and effective end-of-the-year experience. So go out there and conquer those benchmarks with confidence. Thanks for tuning in to the Teaching Made Easy podcast. If you found today's episode helpful and are looking for more tips and strategies and simple systems to make your teacher life easier, be sure to check out the other episodes on your favorite podcast listening platform. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and check the show notes for any links to any resources mentioned in today's episode. If you haven't already, we would really appreciate it if you would leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast listening platform, because your reviews help other educational rock stars like yourself find our show and have a greater impact on teachers and students around the world. We would also love to hear from you, so please don't hesitate to shoot us a DM on Instagram at Farrah Henley Education and let us know what you thought of today's episode. If you found it helpful, take a screenshot and share it on Instagram, tagging us and your teacher bestie as well so that they can benefit from the tips too. Thanks for listening and keep being an educational rock star. And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening to today's episode. You can find all the links mentioned in today's episode by clicking the link in the description to jump over to the show notes. I know your time is valuable as a teacher, and I am honored that you chose to spend a piece of it with me. Help other teachers like you find the podcast by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast listening platform. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you get notified when new episodes are available. Thanks again for listening, and most importantly, keep being educational rock stars.